Hello, dummies. Big announcement right off the
back.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Wait. I quit.
Well, sweet, dude. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's about time, actually.
Yeah, I was that's what I was thinking. I've really had enough.
Yeah, I expected it a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't. I just couldn't do it. I can't do it anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic news for me, actually. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Let me send a couple of texts.
It's really good news for me. I didn't know that you would take it that well.
I want you to be happy too, but like,
yeah, I mean,
you know, I want our audience to be happy, really, is like what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, this is the main thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I thought about them when I was making this decision.
Did you really? Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah, because, you know, I'm going to be able to dedicate some time.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah. I mean, I'm really not surprised at all. I saw this coming, really. And so did the audience.
A
lot of the like feedback we get, you know,
like they noticed that I was kind of like not feeling it.
Oh, well, they weren't feeling it, really. It was like kind of.
Well, okay, because I wasn't happy and it was portraying that across there. But now that I'm quitting, like, I think I can really,
really,
like,
what?
I can really focus on.
What?
On the podcast.
Oh, yeah, man, you quit your job.
Yeah, yeah, I quit my day job.
You're quitting your job. Yeah,
yeah, I quit my day job because it sucked.
Yeah.
I love this. I love the...
Yeah,
I love,
you're so good at it.
I love the fans. I love everybody.
Yeah, they love you too, man. That's what I was...
But now they're going to see that I can put 110%.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was getting at. That's what I was getting at. I got to send another text, though, real quick.
Okay, I thought maybe you were like, oh, yeah, you know, he's finally going to be here full time and like...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, put that little.
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right. Well, you do that. I'm going to bring them up the names once again, and they know who we are. I'm Carl Winston.
Oh, boy.
The third. You.
Ooh.
You already.
Yeah, well, I replaced you.
And you're
that was the text that I sent. I'm sorry about it.
Well, I mean. You already had almost host on your...
Yeah, see, somehow I still did not get the full promotion.
Right. You were... But, you hired, look, it keeps popping up as a reminder. Carl Winston III.
Yep, he is hilarious.
Well...
I call him Winnie.
Well, he's...
Carl Winnie.
He's fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the second text I sent.
Yeah, let's see what that almost host says next week.
Oh, boy.
Now that we got that awkward situation out of the way, let's get right into the show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to start off a little different this week. Normally we do $100 ideas, but you know, we were out of them.
Yeah.
So, but on a drug induced,
calm down.
Yeah.
Okay. Fans. We have some.
We have some. You know,
you scared them.
Yeah. We have quite a few, actually, and I think they're brilliant.
Okay, we'll see.
Because I was hopped up on some painkillers and got a little bit of roid rage going on.
Hell yeah.
You know, I got a little...
Dude, you quit your job and got cool as fuck.
I got a little elbow issue going on, so they gave me shots in my ass.
Oh.
Don't know how that connects.
Yeah, that's not as cool.
Yeah, I think they're just fucking with me, really.
Yeah. You sent me a picture... of your butt cheeks, with Band-Aids.
It didn't look like a face, but
for a second, like real quick,
face.
I thought it was tits.
Oh, you thought there was nipple?
Just
covers.
Like a real quick.
Oh,
I was like tit.
I got, titty looking ass. I know that.
They used to call you old titty ass.
Old titty ass. You know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
They in called high school, me. They did.
Yeah. I didn't have. You know, there's no like. It's not a correct. You know, there's no nips on it.
No, yeah. But moles.
They called my ass Nicholas Cage, is what they called it.
Okay, well, all right. Here it goes.
That's how we said it.
Winnie would have never made that joke.
He definitely would not have.
No.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, I want to bring up something.
Yeah, okay.
Before we do anything else.
Is this more serious stuff, dude?
No, this is cool shit.
Okay. All right.
So, there's this... It's been talked about a lot. You guys watching probably know or heard of it. It's called ChatGPT, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's this AI program that is smarter than all of us.
It's also scarier than all of
us. It's going to get there. This is what I've found out so far. That this is like a beta project, right?
Okay.
And this is like the third incarnation of it.
Mm.
And it just keeps getting more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Now, right now, it doesn't use any like real world examples. It's not scouring the internet. This is all based off past information.
Okay.
Okay. And it's like all text kind of based stuff, you know, text pulled from voice and things like that. In the next year to two years, I don't know, probably a year. Yeah,
they're going to have Gatling guns mounted on them.
Yeah. It's going to be fucking crazy.
I'm scared, dude. Terminator scared the fuck out of me. I don't like it.
But
I got my arms crossed.
They're going to start, once this gets let loose out to be able to scour the internet and look at images and...
God, it's just going to look at porn all day.
It's going to have a lot of porn on it. All your answers are going to be, you know...
Wieners and dicks
and farts and butts.
It's going to be our podcast.
I messed around with it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, trying to just thinking how to work it into the podcast.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can get it to write a song for you. Like I could say, write a country song about Kevin and Matt.
That's cool.
And give me the chord progressions for a guitar and it'll do it.
Oh shit. See, yeah. That's pretty cool. It's going to put a lot of people out of a job.
It writes code. Right? You can say, I want to make an app that does this, and it'll write you the code.
This is going to ruin the world.
Right? If you're in college and you're like, I need a paper.
Yeah, I heard this part.
You know,
yeah.
How do bugs fuck or something, and you can just be like, and it's like 3 seconds, and it tells you.
And then print.
And then you hit print, and you're an A, dude. You got an A.
You got an A.
It's grammatically correct. It's factually correct.
Yeah.
And you can't even trick it, man. You can say, write it in Shakespearean style, or a mix between Shakespeare and Tupac
and hip hop. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it'll do it.
That's pretty cool.
You need a contract written up, you know, like you're getting ready to sell something, buy something.
Oh,
you're getting ready to rent somebody an apartment.
Oh,
it's all right
that's
there.
That's handy.
Yeah.
But like how, if you're in a college or something or school in general, they're going to have to make you write whatever it is in class.
But yeah, I mean, to make sure
you're not
yeah,
you know, cheating.
Yeah.
But is it though?
I mean, you're getting the information.
Yeah. It's just
you happen to be getting it quicker and cheatier than other people.
Yeah, like the smart person doesn't always know the answer but knows where to get it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's the main thing.
Right?
You know?
Right?
You can't remember everything, but if you can find out where to get it faster than the other guy, you win.
That's true. That is truth.
You know?
Truth story.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Damn.
Fucking Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
So what I would like to do, put your hands down.
I'm sorry.
Is bring it up. We'll ask it some. Okay. So I named all the cool shit or all the smart shit you can do with it.
Let's see what dumb shit.
This is the random podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out some dumb shit. Okay.
I like this.
So
how dumb can this thing get?
Yeah. And we all know that our biggest demographic are people that love fart and poop and stuff like that. Yeah. So I say
it's
we
wieners
go.
Wieners and dicks and farts and butts.
I think we do that. I think we figure that out.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's, okay. How do we want to, so we said wieners and dicks and farts and butts.
We could do them all. Two of them are the same.
Let's get it to
do
right.
Do you know that?
There are a lot of them the same.
No, two of them are the same.
Two of them are the same. Yeah.
Whatever.
Farts and butts are the same.
Yeah, farts come out your butts. Let's do farts. Farts are my favorite.
Why don't we just have it write a new opening for the podcast?
Can you put dicks in there? You'd have to say wieners and penises and farts.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It won't let you do a lot of anything vulgar. But penises are funny.
Oh, they're hilarious, dude.
And wieners are funny.
Wieners are funnier.
But, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, you can't.
You're asking me.
We can't. I ask you about wieners all the time.
I know.
You know, show me your wiener.
It's weird. Hey, you still got a wiener?
Get your wiener over here. No.
Hey, you still got a wiener?
So let's do this. Okay.
Okay.
So right. Oops.
Oh no.
Oh, hang on. Let me bring that up on the screen.
There it is.
There it is. Write a. It's gonna go away. It'll come back. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Description. Of the, I type really slow.
It's okay.
The randomness.
We lost some though.
Podcast.
Our listener.
Yeah. It's going to keep popping up because it's on a hotkey. And every time I hit C, it's going to pop up. I should have changed that. Sure, the randomness podcast. That's right. that's based on wieners and I'm going to put dicks and see what does it. And fart and butts.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I'm going to bring that back up because it has a... I can't do it. It's going to say buttsy, but that's fine. Let's see what it
I like a buttsy.
Oh, unable to fill... because it's got...
Inappropriate or inappropriate content.
Okay. Well, let's try something different. How about...
farts, though, dude.
Yeah, farts
like,
are good.
Farts are good because they're, like, dirty. But not that dirty.
Yeah.
But funny.
Okay, how about write a list of alternate fart names.
All right, I like this. Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Don't know if you see that. It's kind of small on the screen, but this is a list of 20 alternate names for farts. Do you want to read those?
Number one is toot. Which is pretty good.
Toot's a good one. That's the one you use with kids.
Yeah.
Toot.
Yeah, but toot. Yeah.
Yep. Did you toot?
A trump?
A trump.
Okay.
That's probably a new one.
That's probably a new one. Yeah. That's probably one that's come out recently.
Yeah. You're at like a rally and somebody's like, and you're like, hey, who trumped?
Who trumped? Or,
you know, I guess that's not really like new because they used to be like, you know, oh, like I went to the bathroom, took a mat.
That's hilarious.
You know, that's kind of stuff.
Number three is a tootle. Is that like a fart when you're leaving the room?
Maybe. Toodle. Hey, see you guys.
Toodle-dee.
Yep.
Okay.
A honk. A honk.
All right.
Wait, let's alternate these.
Okay.
So a honk. I got a honk.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense because it makes, you know, sounds
sometimes
like a goose.
You're done.
Like a goose. Like a,
but
yeah.
A whiz.
Yeah, whiz is like pee, right?
It's pee, right?
So like you got, like, well, I guess if you... Squirt a little bit of pee out your butt.
I guess. Sometimes if you fart real hard, dude.
Yeah, it gets moist. Well, it's condensation.
Sometimes you dribble a little bit.
It's hot. Well, yeah, you get that little, fart dribble at your penis.
This is why this won't say anything that we would say.
All right. Yeah.
So your turn. Yeah.
Whiz. Oh, no, we did whiz.
Yeah.
wind. Sorry, I was
missing. Wind. Yeah.
Passing wind. That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Seven is poot.
Right.
That's great. That's what my dad would call it.
Yeah, he always said poot.
Yep.
Eight's bust. And again, that's...
But you bust a fart, though.
Yeah, but...
Remember that rap song? Don't just stand there, bust a fart.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, they made him change that.
really?
But bust, okay.
Yeah.
That's usually a front term.
Oh. yeah. I mean, it's a gay dude, though.
Well, maybe.
Maybe he's busting out the back.
He's busting front and you back know? Both.
Maybe he busts out the back. All
right. Yep. Oh, you got nine.
Okay. A fartle? A fartle?
Fartle.
A fartle.
That's a Pokemon, isn't it?
Yeah. Fartle.
It's a fartle.
It's a fartle.
Yep. Stands blast. You blast a fart.
That's
also a front.
That's kind of a front thing, too.
A lot of front things.
11 is schloop, though.
That's a schloop.
A schloop?
That's a shit in a poop.
Yeah. With an L in it.
Schloop. Yeah. Oh, a schloop.
Schlooped. Yeah, you schloop your pants.
I schloop my pants.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Raz.
Yeah.
You can raz. Who razzed? You know, whatever.
I guess.
It's probably an old term, like 80s or 70s.
Yeah, you razzed.
Who razzed their pants?
Who razzed, dude?
Somebody razzed up the fucking room, dude.
Rip.
Well, yeah, you rip
a fart.
You rip a fart.
For sure, yeah.
Snarf.
A snarf.
Wasn't snarf only like a He-Man character?
I was thinking it was like when a Muppet farted
or something. Maybe.
Like a snarf.
But I think snarf was like, wasn't he? It floated around. He was like, snarf. I swear to God, that's right.
Maybe. You might be right.
I think it's right.
You might be right. What's a hoot? Is that after snarf? A hoot. Yeah.
Yeah. And fluff.
Fluff.
A little butt fluff.
I guess.
If it's light and airy, I guess.
Yeah. The next one's whoopee, though, which really grosses me out because, like, I thought... Whoopee in the old like days, was whoopee was sex,
yeah.
But was the woman just talking like, let's go make farts
let's go together? Make, yeah, you want to go make whoopee?
And the dude's like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Because it was a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, it's fart cushion.
That's a fart cushion, man.
Man, I'd whoopee all.
No kidding. But maybe that's what it sounded like back then.
What if it was like, what if it's like a weird, yeah, what if it's just a weird fetish? Like they spoon and like she farts on his dick or something.
Or maybe they're Batman and Robin, like back to back.
Oh, back to back. And just try
cheek to cheek.
Trying to shoot a fart in each other. Or maybe they're battling. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. Right. So thunder makes sense.
I guess. Plop.
Plop is poop.
That's a poop thing.
That's a poop. And zooter.
It's kind of cool.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
That's a, I mean, that one snuck up on me.
I mean, I like it.
A zooter?
Yeah. Just, oh, sorry.
A zootered.
Let a zooter out.
Zooter alert.
Zooter alert. So, okay. So we know that's what it can, that's what okay. It did.
Yeah.
That came up and I was kind of like, ah, you know, whatever. So I typed
that's
in.
Like a gen, yeah.
I made it one. A little bit different and said, you know, make them longer and funny. Right? So here's the list of longer and funny terms.
Oh my.
Yeah, so we're gonna go out with these.
All right.
So we got the tootin' the tootin' toot toot of doom, which if I'm not mistaken was at Starrcade 89 in WCW.
They were a tag team.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Speaking of tastics, the Trump-tastic Trumpster.
It's another Trump.
I know, man, because it's a Trump.
Oh, these are going with the these maybe they're going.
Oh,
with
yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
So the heavenly hoot of the tootle is
one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, that was like who did that?
The heavenly hoot of tootle.
Yeah, was that Creedence? Who did that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was. This one might be my favorite one.
Wait, you did? Did you do heavenly? Did you do three? Am I?
I don't know.
No, you're doing four. Yeah.
The honking hooter of happiness.
I mean, a hooter's a boob, but
it is a boob. But if you think about a hooter as a butthole, still works.
Still works.
It's the honking hooter of happiness.
That's
really.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. The whiz-tastic whiz bang.
See, a whiz bang.
That's a firework.
Yeah. Out your butt.
Out your butt.
Yeah. Out your butt. That's you got to watch out for those snakes, though.
I've grown.
They'll sizzle right out of it.
Oh, I've sizzled one. Yeah, it was a big one. It was a python, I think.
Oh, God. All right, where are we at?
Well, we're on six. That's you, right?
The windy wonder of, does that say wafting?
The windy wonder of wafting.
These are more names for the hole itself.
It seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, for like the actual butthole itself.
Well, okay. This one's not. It's the pooty patootie poot poot. that's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
The absolute cutest fart.
But that's like what a white like woman would say to her kid when they were like, bleh.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was just a little pooty patootie poot poot.
You got that pooty patootie poot poot. That's a TikTok for a little like an old
oh my God.
Just like a rich white woman. Okay.
All right.
Let me get that out of the way.
Okay. The bust a gut blast.
I've had those.
No kidding.
I've had
where
those.
It just hurt in the front and back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. It's been like so hard out the back, it sucked the front end.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you look like you sucked. It's just ribs.
Crazy. The fart-tacular fartle.
Okay, that's
still Pokemon. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God.
This is better than anything we could have came up
with. I mean, you're right.
The Blasty McBlast face of farts.
It's like a total dude thing. This, like a teenage, like when you're a teenager.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting there playing video games. Your buddy just.
But come on.
You're the Blasty McBlast face of farts, dude. And he's like, thanks, bro.
Yeah. And that's his name forever.
Yeah. That's his gamer tag now.
Oh. Okay, well, here's, yeah, these are falling the other ones. The schloop-tastic schloop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's your poop in your pants a lot.
Oh, yeah. The razzle-dazzle razzmatazz.
That's a wrestling move.
Yeah, from like the gayest wrestler ever.
Yeah, it was Dusty Rhodes. When he used to spin around and do an elbow.
Oh, yeah. You know,
when he wore polka dots.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He wore polka dots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ripping rip roar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are turning into wrestling moves.
I almost said that wrong. These are just, now they're just becoming Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Because look at 14.
The snarfy snarf snarf.
Snarfly snarf snarf.
Yeah.
Dude, if I ever fart and say, hey, man, I just let a snarfly snarf snarf out my pants,
I will think you're having a stroke.
Yeah, right. Like, when did you get a stutter? That fart gave me a stutter.
Shit.
Yep. All right. Go for it.
The Hootie Tootie Hoot Nanny?
Yeah.
Dude. That's a Bubba Sparks song.
I think it was. And now it's a TikTok dance.
The Hootie Tootie Hoot Nanny? Yeah. Oh, God. This was actually my wrestling move when we were backyard wrestling.
I think it was. The Fluffy McFluffinutter. You had the Fluffinutter. You used to fart in your move?
I did. It was part of it.
Damn, I knew
but
that.
But it made him tap.
That move. Yeah.
It made him tap.
I tapped a lot.
That's all I needed him to do, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The whoopee doo whoopee cushion.
It's still that whoopee.
Yeah. It's still a whoopee cushion. In it. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that was the fart. The thunderous thwarter. I thought that said twatter.
I was hoping. That's why I went like this, because I was hoping you'd read it like that.
Yeah, I can't see very good.
Yeah. They got a lot of tastics and whatever else.
Yeah.
The plop tastic plop plop. That just.
It's just poop.
That's just a lot of poop, dude.
Yeah. And you got the zooterlicious. Zooterlicious. With a fart.
Like it tastes
good. Like it tastes good. Like zooterlicious zooter zoot. That's definitely Dr. Seuss.
This is the best segment we've ever had.
That is kind of crazy.
Fantastic.
What if I change it? What if I change it again? Make them scary. Okay.
Okay, these are when you're sick.
Yeah. Oh, these are when you got some Rhea going on.
Yeah, you got the Rhea. You got like just bubble guts.
Yeah,
going
you're
on.
Bubble gutting it up. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of these, actually.
All right. Who's going first?
You go ahead.
The Screaming Toot of Terror.
Yeah, I've had that one.
That was right. Jeremy had that right before Turdy, I think.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah.
Like his ass walked in a haunted house.
Yeah, his ass went. And then, like, things happened after that.
Yeah, bad things.
Yeah.
The Trump of Doom. Yeah.
Right, right. The Haunted Poodle.
The Howling Honk.
Mm-hmm. The Whizzing Wind of Death.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I've had those after a really bad night.
The Ghastly Poop. Poot.
Poot.
The Ghastly Poot.
Yep. The Fearsome Blast. These are children's books.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's a good idea. We'll ask it to do that later. Yeah. And make some money.
Where we at? Fearsome Blast?
Yeah. The Nightmare Fartle.
The Terrifying Thunderclap.
Oh, that's good. The Ripping Rip of Horror.
The Snarling Snarf. These are starting to be a little repetitive.
The Spooky Hoot is pretty good.
Let's see. Let's skip a couple here. The Horror-Inducing Whoopee.
I've done her.
The Schloop of the Damned. Holy shit.
The Schloop of the Damned.
That's the best thing on here.
That's great. The
plopping plop of panic. These are just what are the alliterations?
Yeah.
The Zooter from the Netherworld.
I've actually smelled dudes that have farted like that.
I smelled dudes that
where you're just like,
are from there.
You're like, Jesus Christ. What did you eat?
Oh, when you go into a public restroom sometimes, it's like, that's the Netherworld.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, dude.
It's from their nether regions.
You haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
This is just how you
smell. That's pre-poop.
That's how you smell. That's just your butthole.
That's
just, you just pulled down your pants and that wafted out.
And it was the Zooter from the Netherworld.
The Zooter.
The spine tingling toot. Yeah, you've tooted like that before.
Yeah. The Bony Blast of Bones.
That's all I have.
That's a porn.
That
is a porn.
That's all I have just because my ass is so bony.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Enough farts? I don't know.
That's probably enough.
Probably
they
enough
were getting
farts.
A little repetitive.
Yeah.
But you guys are welcome for that.
You are very welcome.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it has a lot of potential.
You got the hiccups again.
I got them again, dude.
Dude, drink some liquor, man.
I'm on medication.
That's okay. We can take a break until you get them back.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Did you will them away?
I did. I'm not going to have them anymore.
Yeah, ever. You're making a face. Yeah, I knew it. Damn, you were making a face.
I really kind of convinced myself.
I knew. Yeah.
Holding a hiccup is virtually impossible.
Oh, it's just, yeah. Hiccups, though, are like just temporary Tourette's.
It really is.
You know,
I wish I hiccuped and cussed at the same time.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes.
Oh, shit.
You did it a lot earlier.
That was the one I want.
Fuck. I don't. They're like, do you have the hiccups?
Sorry.
Like,
yeah.
Sorry, man. Fuck off.
I get I get this temporary Tourette's when I fuck off.
When I fuck off.
When I fuck off.
Yeah, right.
No, fuck off.
Okay. Can you make it through the rest of this without hiccuping? You can't.
Yeah, so I can do it.
Let's take a break. We'll do our ad.
I can do it. Oh, okay. We can do that, and then we'll come back. Let me take a drink, see what happens.
Well, you know. No, dude, you know how to do it. You got to chug the whole damn thing. That's not, you got to chug it. Chug.
It's three drinks.
You burped.
It's, I know. I
dude, you're not supposed to burp. That's the key.
I couldn't help it. It was.
That's, there. See, I know. You got to hold it in, even though it hurts really bad.
I know. Couldn't do it. Okay, let's do our ad, and then we will be back. This episode of the Randomness Podcast is brought to you by Everyday Dose. Coffee just got an upgrade. Stop just relying on caffeine to boost your mood and get you through the day. Mushrooms are where it's at, and you can get them at everydaydose.com, and you can drink them just like a coffee. Save 15% off your first order with promo code RANDOM15. Now let's get back to the show. Hey, that's Everyday Dose, show sponsor, and we got sample packs to give out. So if you would like to try Everyday Dose for free, you should send us an email with your return address. You'll get a random, I got the damn hiccup.
I knew it. Yeah.
You get an envelope full of random shit, and this will be part of it. It's got the promo code right on the side, and you can place your order and get 15% off for being a dummy.
So free. And 15% off, man.
When you, Evan, you're going to love it.
It's, yeah, you will. Yeah. I'm going to take this one. He gave it to me to hold up, and I'm taking it.
I drink it every day. It's fantastic. It's got coffee. It's got
mushrooms.
It's got
goodness.
It's got L-theanine. It's got collagen.
I could just read the back.
It's got lion's mane and chaga mushrooms.
Okay, never mind. You already read everything.
They're all everything's organic. It's gluten-free. It's sugar-free. It's everything-free except for the taste, because it's full of that.
It's full of good
it's
taste.
Full of good taste.
Oh, does it have that in the ingredients?
It does.
Good taste.
It does.
Yes.
So coffee got an upgrade. Try Everyday Dose. You'll fucking love it. So let's get that off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The screen. And now, every day, we're going to do it?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
I told him we had some.
It's time.
Now, we're going to do $100 ideas.
$100 ideas.
And we have $100 ideas in the barrel. Now, they're all mine because he hasn't put any in there yet.
Usually they are. I'm pretty weak on my ideas.
Yeah. I put them in there earlier today.
God.
I remember one. That went everywhere, dude.
I didn't even mean to
that
pop.
That went everywhere.
I didn't even mean to pop, dude. I just put my hands on it. That was it.
That's how I pop.
Damn it. That was it. That's so embarrassing. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying they're all good.
Man,
if I remember right, I remember one for sure. Rest of them, I don't really know, but they're still fresh. So when you tell me, I'll be like, yeah, they're
yeah, good. Yeah.
Now, next week, all bets are
off.
Oh,
yeah. It's
so if you are new to the show, please do this part. Join the Army of Dummies. Like and subscribe to this video and hit that notification bell so you know when more dumb shit comes out.
Yeah.
So 100 ideas is a concept we've done from basically the beginning of the show.
I think, Like almost day one.
Like really early, you know, in the first several episodes, I think we started this.
Yeah.
And we've done hundreds of these things.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. So we come up with a product or service that we feel is going to change the world and make us $100 profit. Mm-hmm. I put ideas in the barrel. He puts ideas in the barrel. He picks mine out. I pick his out. We pitch them to each other. We catch each other. We give them to you guys. And, all the good shit.
All right.
Anyway.
That was good. That was a good spiel.
That was good. That was good.
You did good this time.
Let's see what we got.
Okay. Reversible pajama suit.
Yep. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, pajamas are comfortable, right?
Oh, comfortable shit.
You know, and you want to wear, I'd wear them all the time. But it's not really like, you know, some people do wear them all the time. You can see them walking around Walmart.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, yeah,
pajamas.
Yeah.
But
a college girl ain't never leave them.
Oh, no. So, I was thinking like, man, you could be like, just in pajamas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you got to go to a job interview or you got to go to work,
yeah,
you know, which I don't have to do anymore.
Hell yeah.
You flip the pajamas around and they're a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And then when you get done, flip them back around, they're pajamas again.
Yeah. But I feel like even like inside out, they would be more comfortable.
Like the pajamas inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're made out of the same.
You flip them on the other side. It's
made out of the same material.
I was going to say, it should be like suit or denim or something.
It's not going to look like a good suit.
No.
It's going to be a pajama suit.
Yeah.
But you're, you know.
Yeah.
The person hiring you is going to be like, is that a pajama suit?
And it's going to bulk you up a little bit. A
little bit,
you know, it's going to make you a little thicker looking.
Yeah. And you're going to be warm.
Oh, you're going to be too warm.
And here's the biggest part. If you're going on a job interview, you're going to be relaxed.
That's maybe too relaxed.
You're going to be sleeping. A little bit
in the waiting room. Like,
yeah, they're going to take an immediate drug test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you first of all,
no, dude.
No,
I'm wearing a reversible pajama suit.
It's my reversible pajama suit.
They're like, he's high. Get him.
You're like, dude, I brought you one soon. This is going to be the company uniform. Yeah,
this is going to be our uniform.
That's what we're going to wear.
Aww.
But could you imagine, like, you're still like on the outside, like from a distance, like that's a suit.
Yeah.
You know, but inside you're like cozy.
Well, I mean, that's actually been Jubby's secret for freaking ever, dude. Remember, he just wears his, in the wintertime.
Yeah, he wears his sleepies
underneath his jeans, and it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it really is.
Damn.
That's why I think that's
the basis of the reversible pajama suit, basically.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have a pair of fleece-lined jeans.
I know. I've seen those. And it's weird that I've seen the inside of them, but yeah.
They're bulkier a little bit.
Yeah, man. It plumps up your butt.
But, dude, they are.
Actually, it plumps you up everywhere.
They're warm.
Oh, too warm, dude.
Inside, they're a little too warm. Yeah.
My legs get hot, man.
Outside, perfect.
Everything else is fine. My legs get hot.
Yeah. You should get some fleece-lined underwear. God, that'd be sweaty.
God, my underbelly.
That'd be sweaty.
Oh, man, yeah.
You'd have to wring them things out every time you took them off.
They could come with like a like a release valve.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to release all the...
Everything else.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it, but everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, reversible pajama suit.
It's pretty good.
I think it's got some real world potential.
It does. It does.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to work at like Wall Street in it, but you could go to Kmart.
You could go to like Fifth Street or something.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You can go down to,
you know,
one of them other bad streets.
You might even make it to a boulevard.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Not an avenue, though.
No, you're not that high class.
Nah. No. You're more like a road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On down on Road Street.
You're a run road.
Yeah.
Yeah, people around here. Yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, okay, that wasn't the best idea.
No.
No.
But it's not the worst. Do you want another one?
Do we want to do another one?
I don't know.
Or do we want to see what Chat GPT says about it?
See if it can do it one better.
All right. We'll see.
See if it can do it one better.
All right, let's pop her back up there.
This is like I challenge you.
Let's see. A reversible pajama suit is a garment that can be worn with either side facing outward, allowing the wearer to change the appearance of the suit. It typically consists of top and pants, both of which are made of soft, comfortable material, such as cotton or flannel. One side is typically a solid color, while the other is So I may be printed with a pattern or design.
Yep, that's fantastic.
The suit is designed to be worn as sleepwear, but could also be worn as casual, comfortable daytime clothing. Reversible feature adds versatility and allows the wearer to change up their look without having to purchase multiple sets of pajamas. I mean, good. That's pretty close. That's
pretty damn good.
Didn't mention job interviews, yeah. But...
You should have said, make it funny.
okay.
Because we tried.
Funny.
We tried.
Let's see what it says now.
Okay, here it goes.
Okay, here it goes.
That's actually funnier than that.
Introducing reversible pajama suit, the ultimate in bedtime fashion. 1 minute, you're lounging around your favorite solid color, and the next, bam, you're rocking a bold, eye-catching pattern. But wait, it gets even better.
Does
the reversible pajama suit is not only stylish, but it's also practical.
That's true.
Tired of doing laundry every other day? No problem. Just flip your suit inside out, and you've got a fresh, clean look that'll last for at least a week.
A week?
Or until you spill something on it. That's the funny part. So why wait? Get your reversible pajama suit today and join the ranks of the world's most fashionable sleepers. Damn, I read that good.
You did. And they wrote that.
Yeah. That was better.
So that was that pretty was good. That was pretty better. Good.
I
that
like
was pretty
it.
Good.
I dig it.
All right. Well, so, okay.
Cool. Do we want to do another one or not?
No.
We got
say,
a couple stories.
Yeah, so. We got to do a couple stories. This probably ran a little long. I don't know.
That's
I can't
right.
see time.
Can't
whatever.
Never.
All right. Yeah.
So what do you got?
Okay. I'll do this one because I told you I was in Parkersburg today.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yep.
And I parked alongside the road.
Oh, yeah.
By the meters.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is it like were they pull in spots?
Nope.
So straight in, they were like side like this, like curbside.
They were parallel, boy.
Oh, you got a pair. You couldn't find out like a regular one to pull into? Or just one spot left. 1 meter left.
No, that's yeah. So I pull in.
Right.
I could pull in. I didn't have to like.
Oh, you didn't have to parallel
park. I didn't have to parallel
park. Okay, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I didn't have to parallel park. I came in from the back.
Right.
I was the last one. Boom. And I was like, okay. And I had to wait for a while. I told you that whole story.
Yeah.
We won't get into it.
Yep.
But I had to wait for a while. And the car in front of me backs and goes. And I'm like, well, okay, shit. And I just pull up. Another one.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm just sitting there.
Like next in line.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. They pull out.
Inching your way
but
up.
I stayed that time. Yeah. I was like, this is getting ridiculous. I can't. So I stayed right there. Well, I see a younger couple. And by younger, I mean early 20s.
Yeah, yeah. So 20, stupid.
Yeah, dumb.
Yeah.
The dude's driving.
Okay.
Okay.
That's better.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it? Because he pulled in. To park, parallel park, and, but this is me.
Okay.
He tried to pull in. Yeah.
Tried to pull, wait.
Yeah.
Pull a little park.
Yeah.
I can't even say it.
He tried to just pull in there.
Right.
Like
which is no, that's not going to work.
And it's impossible.
Yeah. Dude. Unless he's huge and he can get out and just push the back
yeah,
of the car.
Yeah, it's just impossible.
You just can't do it.
But he pulled in. And then, like, tried to cut, like, back up and cut the wheel and get over. But then he's just farther out
in
the road.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to drive.
Like, half a car length. I'm not kidding you. It was at least 10 minutes that he tried to keep pulling it in there. And it was like... I was like, dude, I should have recorded it. I have my phone in my hand.
Yeah, you're like, you were so flabbergasted.
But yeah, I was just like, what? And then at one point, he had gotten so far back out that he pulled up like a normal parallel park almost.
Yeah.
And then started to back in. But then he parked and got out, and he was 3 feet away from the curb. Easy.
He's like, fuck
easy.
It. I'm out of here.
And then he gets out, and they're walking away, and he's like, I'm really far. I could have probably backed up a little more and got it. And the girl's like, whatever. I don't even get it.
She's like, I'm not even hungry anymore.
I am so hungry.
I'm walking home, you mother.
I'm so hungry. No, she was like, this is what I was trying to tell you when we were parallel fuck.
Yeah.
You just don't, you go in the wrong way.
Yeah. You try to pull in.
Yeah. And then you're just pulling out a lot.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of pulling out.
It's awful. At one point, though, I wasn't trying to be a dick.
Right.
But I almost got out and was just like, dude, you need some help.
Yeah, you want me to help you?
Like, I'll help you.
I'll park it for you.
Whether you want me to do this or get in and just do it, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And I don't.
But here's the dick thing of you. You could have backed up into another space that you just pulled out.
Actually, somebody was behind me.
I thought you're sitting there like,
because I did earlier when the first one was pulling, backing up. I backed up just to give him space,
right?
Because I was just sitting in a car, you know. So I'm like, all right, I gave him space. But yeah, there was somebody behind me. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
A parallel park is not that hard.
It is not really. No. I mean, I don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do it, but if I have to, I mean, it's not.
And I'm trying to think about it. This was on the left side of the road.
Yeah.
Would you have a preference?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty good backing up.
Yeah, me, like, I'm pretty good, but I'm trying to think if there was a preference of, like, if I pulled up and had to do it on the left side.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could do. I mean, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit.
But the concept's the same.
But it's absolutely the same thing.
It's still just up and half the car and back and in, moving around, and you're done.
And then
it's just this way instead of this way.
Or but I'm thinking like you're closer on this side, so you can really.
Oh yeah, you can really get in there.
You know, like really get in there.
Yeah, you could. Right.
You know, the other side, you're a little. You know,
you got to mirror it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to kind of just judge it.
But yeah, I mean.
But that poor kid, man.
But there's a lot of satisfaction in like
parallel parking
when you like nail it the first time.
Oh yeah, it's just like the most man of shit.
You're just like bum, 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 and you're like an inch off the curb.
Oh dude,
perfect space in between.
If there's a girl with you, she's like
you get out.
Get out.
Well, afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But you're swinging your keys.
And oh yeah, you're whistling,
swinging your
knees. You never fucking whistle ever. No. But you're just like
yep. There's a line of girls waiting on you.
Oh dude, and the guys are walking by going, did he just fucking parallel park it perfect?
Oh yeah,
first time.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
it's not even automatic. That's manual,
dude.
Those cars that do it automatically.
No, I'm thinking parallel parking with a standards.
Oh yeah, that one's,
that gets you in there too, buddy.
Hell yeah,
that gets you. Just
this is how I was one time. No, it's not parallel parking, but it's backing up.
Oh yeah.
And me and my wife were out with another couple, younger, just like on a double date, right? Mm. We pull in this restaurant, it's packed, right? And I'm like, I got this one parking spot, and I was like, I don't really like this spot where it's at, right? Mm,
I've done that.
And we're sitting there, and I looked in my mirror, and I saw a lot better parking spot. Somebody was leaving it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I was like, ooh, hang on, don't get out yet. So they left, and I was like, doo-doo. And it was out. It was like in front of the restaurant, you think would be a good spot, but it was not.
Yeah.
So it was out back the way we came, down a row, and then in the thing.
All backwards?
All backwards, and just nailed it. Boom. All right, let's go. There were three people going.
I'm doing it right.
I could have never done that. And I was like, what? Back up?
Back up.
They were like, you backed up through a maze of cars. And
it's like,
just the first part was easy.
Yeah.
Just getting that timing and the swinging in.
Oh, yeah.
Two other cars
and
like in one spot.
Oh, it's impressive.
And I backed in the spot, which normally is frowned upon. And I didn't have a truck.
It's the truck.
Yeah.
Because they can never get it in there. If you can get it in there like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just whoom, whoom, like Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to hurry because I thought somebody else was going to steal it.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And.
Did you yell Paul Walker lives?
Well, he was still alive at that point. So,
it made sense.
It's been quite a few years ago.
Makes sense back then.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny how people are like, man, I could never do that. And you're like,
why?
You drive this vehicle every day.
Yeah, this is your vehicle.
Why wouldn't you get good at it?
Right.
You know, like, why wouldn't you get good at it?
Yeah. Just like, and this is when I didn't have a backup camera. This is all mirrors.
Yeah.
This is all mirrors and looking.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
But that's, I hardly use my backup. I use it more now that I've had it for a long time, but
yeah, you get used to it for
there's
sure.
There's certain times I use it. Other times I still look around.
Oh yeah.
Hit
yeah.
my mirrors.
It's kind of nice. Cause you can like I'll mirror glance at the camera, zoom mirror. And it's like kind of nice.
The main thing I use it for is the distance thing.
Yeah. It's cool.
You know, cause it's like, that's where I stop at.
Sounds like fucking Disturbed. Yeah, you hit it and it's like, ooh. Like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Well,
I always get it up to the red.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah, you can, for
to
sure.
To where I can't even open the tailgate.
Yeah, it's the best. I love it, man. Now it's like a video game. It's got all the...
Oh, yeah,
like,
it tells you,
tell
to,
you like,
tell exactly where
you
to turn.
Keep it on the lines, baby.
Fucking, yeah, great. Anyway.
Yep.
But yeah, parallel parking. Learn how to do it, guys. Yeah. It's handy.
Oh, yeah, and it'll get you a handy. Kids.
And you can parallel park while you're doing it.
It'll get you a handy, a mouthy, a buddy. Are they all called that?
I don't know. I'm going to start calling it.
Hmm.
Could you have... Man, I can't do that. Unless you're a single guy. You can get one of each.
Oh, yeah.
A different one for each one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is my handy, and this is my facey. Yeah.
This is my facey. This is my facey. That's my behindy.
This is whatever your flavor, I guess.
Yeah, oh, it's all different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are we going to end it? We can save that stuff for the next.
That's up to you.
Yeah, we'll save it for the next time.
All right.
Well, I feel like it's been a long one.
It's been a long one. So let's do a ChatGPT to get out of here.
Okay.
Let's say we'll do whatever it says, right? An outro for the randomness podcast.
That's funny. You gotta do it. That's funny.
Yeah. Wait, let's do right. A funny outro for the randomness podcast that discussed ChatGPT and
farts.
I mean, and pajamas.
All right, we got to do whatever.
Oh, an error occurred. What?
Oh, man.
Let's see. Well, let probably me regenerate. It
does not know what the random podcast is.
It does not. Let's see if I can. Oh, you know what I need to do? I need to start a new chat because that's probably what happened. Now I got to write all that shit again. Right.
I mean, you can edit all of this out.
Funny outro for the randomness podcast.
That disgust.
ChatGPT.
Maybe it can't talk about itself, you think?
I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
And
pajamas.
Yeah.
Still, man. It can't talk about itself. That's gotta be it.
Maybe. I don't know. It was worth a shot.
Hilarious.
We'll figure out some more stuff to do with ChatGPT that's a little more seamless, and we can do some funny shit with it.
The fart thing was kind of funny.
Fart thing was great.
To me, it was funny.
So anyway, those things we're going to look forward to in 2023, just trying to do some new shit.
Give us some ideas for that too. If you want to want us to put something in.
Yeah, give us
like
an idea
funny,
to,
you know,
to
names
try.
For underwear.
And we're going
to
read it, whatever it is.
You know, different funny names for.
Yeah, your butthole.
I
don't know if it'll do it.
Next one.
But yeah, pay attention. We're going to be changing things up. We'll try to include some more skits. We've said that before, but I'm kind of working on the space right now for it.
We had to move Greg. His body was just gone. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I had to use the snow shovel to get most of his dick up.
It was basically just his clothes and his dick.
Yeah.
I don't know how his dick survived that long.
I think it was prosthetic. I'm not real sure.
Really?
Yeah.
He had prosthetic cancer?
Yeah, that's bad.
That is real
bad. That's real bad. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
We've had some skits we've talked about over the years we want to try to pull off. And we'll see what happens.
Kevin now has the time to do it.
I have some time to concentrate on this. I quit my job, not the podcast, but I quit.
Sorry about that, dude.
My job. Yeah, man, we'll talk about it later. Anyway, we're out of here, dummies. See you next week.
Later.